6. The mortal bestowal careers. The method whereby a paradise son becomes ready for mortal incarnation as a bestowal son becomes unmothered on the bestowal planet is a universal mystery, and any effort to detect the working of this Son Arrington technique is doomed to meet with certain failure. Let the sublime knowledge of the mortal life of Jesus of Nazareth sink into your souls, but waste no thought in useless speculation as to how this mysterious incarnation of Michael of Nebadon was effected. Let us all rejoice in the knowledge and assurance that such achievements are possible to the divine nature, and waste no time on futile conjectures about the technique employed by divine wisdom to effect such phenomena. On a mortal bestowal mission, a paradise son is always born of woman and grows up as a male child of the realm, as Jesus did on Urantia. These sons of supreme service all pass from infancy through youth to manhood, just as does a human being. In every respect, they become like the mortals of the race into which they are born. They make petitions to the Father, as do the children of the realms in which they serve. From a material viewpoint, these human divine sons live ordinary lives with just one exception. They do not beget offspring on the worlds of their sojourn. That is a universal restriction imposed on all orders of the paradise bestowal sons. As Jesus worked on your world as the carpenter's son, so do other paradise sons labor in various capacities on their bestowal planets. You could hardly think of a vocation that has not been followed by some paradise son in the course of his bestowal on some one of the evolutionary planets of time. When a bestowal son has mastered the experience of living the mortal life, when he has achieved perfection of attunement with his indwelling adjuster, thereupon he begins that part of his planetary mission designed to illuminate the minds and to inspire the souls of his brethren in the flesh. As teachers, these sons are exclusively devoted to the spiritual enlightenment of the mortal races on the worlds of their sojourn. The mortal bestowal careers of the Michaels and the Avonals, while comparable in most respects, are not identical in all. Never does a magisterial son proclaim, "Whosoever has seen the Son has seen the Father," as did your Creator Son when on Urantia and in the flesh. But a bestowal Avonal does declare, "Whosoever has seen me has seen the eternal Son of God." The magisterial sons are not of immediate descent from the universal Father, nor do they incarnate subject to the Father's will. Always do they bestow themselves as paradise sons, subject to the will of the eternal Son of Paradise. When the bestowal sons, creator or magisterial, enter the portals of death, they reappear on the third day. But you should not entertain the idea that they always meet with the tragic end encountered by the creator son who sojourned on your world 1900 years ago. The extraordinary and unusually cruel experience through which Jesus of Nazareth passed has caused Urantia to become locally known as the world of the cross. It is not necessary that such inhuman treatment be accorded a son of God, and the vast majority of planets have afforded them a more considerate reception, allowing them to finish their mortal careers, terminate the age, adjudicate the sleeping survivors, and inaugurate a new dispensation without imposing a violent death. A bestowal son must encounter death, must pass through the whole of the actual experience of mortals of the realms, but it is not a requirement of the divine plan that this death be either violent or unusual. When bestowal sons are not put to death by violence, they voluntarily relinquish their lives and pass through the portals of death, not to satisfy the demands of stern justice or divine wrath, but rather to complete the bestowal, to drink the cup of the career of incarnation and personal experience in all that constitutes a creature's life as it is lived on the planets of mortal existence. Bestowal is a planetary and a universe necessity, and physical death is nothing more than a necessary part of a bestowal mission. When the mortal incarnation is finished, the Avonal of service proceeds to paradise, is accepted by the Universal Father, returns to the local universe of assignment, and is acknowledged by the Creator Son. Thereupon, the bestowal Avonal and the Creator Son send their conjoint spirit of truth to function in the hearts of the mortal races dwelling on the bestowal world. In the pre-sovereignty ages of a local universe, This is the joint spirit of both sons, implemented by the creative spirit. It differs somewhat from the spirit of truth which characterizes the local universe ages following a Michael's seventh bestowal. Upon the completion of a creator son's final bestowal, the spirit of truth previously sent into all avonal bestowal worlds of that local universe changes in nature, becoming more literally the spirit of the sovereign Michael. This phenomenon takes place concurrently with the liberation of the spirit of truth for service on the Michael mortal bestowal planet. Thereafter, each world honored by a magisterial bestowal will receive the same spirit comforter from the sevenfold creator son, in association with that magisterial son, which it would have received had the local universe sovereign personally incarnated as its bestowal son.